to think that Jesus, when he hung out with his friends, drank coffee. I just love to imagine Jesus hanging out at a table, leaned back, relaxed, at the home of Martha and Mary, for instance, and Lazarus. Those, all three of them were related. Martha, Mary, Lazarus, brother, sister. Jesus, go there, hang out, kick his sandals off, kick back. Here comes Martha, of course. She's the one that would have had the coffee brewing, and I like to believe that Jesus would have drank his coffee black. So Lazarus probably takes cream. Lazarus is stirring up his coffee. Of course, it'd be an earthenware vessel. It probably wouldn't sound like mine here, but I love to picture these Bible studies. Ooh, would I love to have been at these Bible studies where Jesus is hanging out with people. That's where all the revelation was going on in Jesus' day. Not at the temple. That's where all the condemnation was going on. Jesus went to the temple when it was time to die, right? He wasn't telling the bigwigs in Jerusalem any truth. They did not have ears to hear. It's those, quote, nobodies at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' house, or with the throng following him down the road. That's where the spiritual revelation was in Jesus' day, and I believe that's where the vanguard is today. It is not, I repeat, not, I repeat, not, I repeat, not on the missionary field. It is not, I repeat, not in the Pentecostal churches. It's not with the Baptist, the preachers. No, it is at your coffee table. And here's Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 38, at the kitchen table with Mary and Martha. Now, at their going, he entered into a certain village. Now, a certain woman named Martha entertains him in her house. See, she's entertaining him. What else is she going to do but bring him coffee? Now, to her was also a sister called Mary, who, seated also at the Lord's feet, heard his word. Now, Martha was distracted about much serving. I'm drawing an analogy here between the Christian world that wants you to get involved. You gotta show up Sunday for the devil fest or whatever they have. You gotta be an usher. They need you to take the offering. They need you to be lead the worship service. They need you to watch the Sunday school. They need you to babysit for the Lord. No, they're distracted about much serving. Now here, on to contrast with Martha, is Mary, who seated, very plainly stated, seated at the Lord's feet, heard his word. She appears not to be doing anything, and don't you think Martha noticed it? You bet she did. Now, Martha was distracted about much serving. Here's looking at what happens next in verse 40. Now, standing by, she said, "Lord, Lord, art thou not caring that my sister left me to serve alone? Then speak to her that she may be aiding me." See, Martha has a problem here. She is assuming that her call is the highest call. Obviously, "Lord, I'm doing the right thing here by preparing this fine meal for you." And no doubt, we're thankful, Martha, that you are making the coffee. That's an important need. But there's one more important thing, and that's sitting at the Lord's feet and listening. So here, the missionaries today, they're assuming that this is the ultimate call. And those who are busy, busy, busy in Christian activity, this is the ultimate call. And we, my friends, are seated at the Lord's feet, learning, coming to a realization of the truth. "Speak to her that she may be aiding me. Come, join us in the fight. Be a Christian soldier like us." Now, answering, the Lord said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worrying and in a tumult about many things. Yet of few is there need, or of one, for Mary chooses the good part, which shall not be wrested from her." Now, we do need people to serve. I'm glad the missionaries are building huts and feeding and clothing people in third world countries. But I begin to read, of course, you know how I feel already about their message. Leave that to the experts, people who know what the evangel is, go ahead and build the huts they need to build the schools. But I have a problem when those in that field look at others who they don't think are working for the Lord enough and try to persuade them to come and join us. You should be doing this. You should be more active than you are. That's when I resent it. And in fact, that's when the Lord resented it. I don't think he was even going to bring this up to Martha until Martha thought that Mary should join her. He says to her, I'm paraphrasing now, Martha, I appreciate the coffee. It's delicious. Thanks for the sandwiches. Wasn't going to mention this, but since you brought it up, if you really want to know the truth, Mary is doing the greater work. And Martha must have looked over at the inert form of her sister and thought, what? But let's read again what she was doing. She was seated also at the Lord's feet, hearing his word. It's the vanguard sitting at his feet, not appearing to be doing anything. But how relaxing is this? What a great call is this? I admit it's a bit mentally taxing at times to work your way through the scriptures, to correctly cut, rightly divide the word of truth, to study, to show yourself approved. But it beats the heck out of laying in a hammock, getting eaten by mosquitoes, and eating beetle larvae. Woo! Ah, this is the better path. I know it's hard sometimes, but stick with it. If I can be of any service to you, then God be thanked. I pray for you as Paul prayed for the Philippians and the Colossians, that you grow in grace, grow in realization and recognition of him. Come to a greater spiritual understanding. For having the light, you will produce the fruit. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. Have a good weekend.